Okay.
All right, you want to do a quick roll, the 138?
Yes. Dr. Sadlick?
Here.
Dr. Popio?
Here.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Here.
Dr. Campbell? Dr. Spatt? Dr. Rubin?
Here, present.
Dr. Campbell? Dr. Spatt?
We have form, Gail.
We do.
Okay, let's give him maybe another 2 minutes and.
Dr. Campbell? Dr. Spatt?
Yeah, I'm here. It's Dr. Spatt, I'm here.
I think the only one we're missing is Campbell. Want to give him one more minute, Gail?
Sure.
Dr. Campbell, are you with us? If anyone wants to message out to him, go ahead, but we can go ahead. We can start, Gail. I think we're pretty much ready to roll on to case number 21188, okay. And that's with Dr. Eric Hampton. Dr. Hampton, are you with us? Dr. Hampton? Dr. Campbell, are you back?
I am back. Sorry about that. I had some phone issues.
That's fine. That's fine. We're on case number 21188. I'm currently asking if Dr. Hampton is there. So we don't have Dr. Hampton. So, yeah, let's go ahead and start it up and give us the review.
Okay. Dr. Sadlick, members of the board, on June 23rd, 2021, the State of Arizona Naturopathic Physicians Medical Board received information regarding a condition Dr. Hampton has, which directly affects his ability to safely practice medicine. During the investigation of this matter, board staff confirmed the information it had received is true. According to Dr. Hampton's wife, Dr. Melissa Witzel, who is also a naturopathic physician, Dr. Hampton has not worked since 2017. However, a CSPMP report run by board staff indicates that the last controlled substance prescribed and written by Dr. Hampton was on 10/22 of 2018. Because the board was made aware of this potentially dangerous situation, a case was opened and a consent agreement was presented to Dr. Hampton for voluntary surrender of license. To date, Dr. Hampton has refused signature. During the investigation into this matter, it was discovered Dr. Witzel had prescribed controlled substances to Dr. Hampton, some of which are out-of-scope medications. Additionally, Dr. Witzel failed to inform the board of Dr. Hampton's condition, which impacts his ability to safely practice medicine, and his medical license had been continually renewed each year.
I'm going to ask the board, I'm going to put a motion out if we could go into executive session for legal counsel. and I'll need a second.
This is Dr. Rubin. I would second that motion.
Okay. So let's all meet on the executive session line.
I need all those in favor.
I'm sorry.
Aye.
See you on the other line. Thank you.